Hello and welcome to Ready for the Right Guy. This is year four of this event, and women from all over the world are joining us to learn how they can invite, inspire, and ignite love and passion with their Mr. Right. I'm so happy that you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I'm privileged to partner with some of the world's top love, dating, and relationship experts who are going to share their wisdom and experience to help you to manifest the love of your life. So I'm so thrilled and excited to interview our guest today. She's someone I've admired from afar from a very long time and read her book, which touched my heart deeply. And I'm just really thrilled to have her be with us to share her wisdom and advice. And that is the lovely Arielle Ford. Welcome, Arielle.
Thank you, Michelle. It's great to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. So I know Arielle needs no introduction for many of you, but I'll just share a little bit about her before we get started. And then she's going to share some really inspiring ideas, concepts, and her perspective and experience to help you to move forward in this area of your life. So Arielle Ford has spent the past 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She is the author of the international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. Her latest book, Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate, offers women groundbreaking shifts in perceptions on how to transform their relationship into a deeper, more loving, and more fulfilling lifetime love. Arielle has been called the Cupid of consciousness and the fairy godmother of love. She lives in La Jolla, California with her husband, soulmate, Brian Hilliard, and their feline friends, and her website is soulmatesecret.com. So Arielle, welcome once again.
Thank you.
I just wonder if you could start before we get into the real meat of this topic, I wonder if you could just start by just sharing a little bit about your story with this audience, because I think it will really inspire them.
Well, I was a first-time bride at 44, and what happened was I woke up early one morning when I was 43, and my eyes were still closed, and I was in bed, and I was kind of going like this, looking for my 25-pound cat, who wasn't in bed next to me like he normally was. But what I became aware of was that there was this big, empty expanse of bed. And I had this thought, which was, oh no, I forgot to get married. And I started thinking, like, how did that happen? How did I get to be 43 and never married? And I realized that I had been spending all my time and energy building my business. Back in those days, I was a book publicist, and my clients were people like Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay, Don Miguel Ruiz, Neil Donald Walsh. I was really busy, and the business was going great. I was having a good life. I was happy. But a couple of times a week, I would notice that I was alone. And usually it was like on Saturday night at 11 p.m. I'd be driving home from a party or a gala or screening. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm still alone. So that morning, as I had this big awareness, I decided to think about, well, I now know what I've been focusing on. What would it take to manifest a life partner, a soulmate? And I realized that I had all of these manifesting skills, law of attraction skills. I was a master manifester by this point in my life. But what I didn't know was whether or not it would work on my love life. So I made a list of every prayer, process, ritual, woo-woo thing I'd ever done and decided to implement it. And it, excuse me, it all worked really brilliantly. Hang on a sec. Oh, that felt good. It's so warm here in my office. So within 6 months, I manifested this amazing guy who exceeded like my entire wish list. 3 weeks after we met, we got engaged.
Wow.
A year later, we had three weddings, and that was 20 years ago. So that's like the really short version of my story.
I love that story, Arielle, and I really appreciate you sharing it, because I know at the beginning of a year, A lot of women have gone through a holiday season, which can be a poignant reminder of your single status.
Right, like, and your relatives going, well, when are you going to find somebody?
Right, and it represents the passage of time and that dream not being fulfilled in another year that's passed. And I can remember a few lonely New Year's Eves I spent myself. And so I love your story because I really want to give the women hope at the beginning of this new year for those that really do desire a relationship and partnership, that it is something that they can have. And so I want to have you go into some of your beliefs and teachings about this. So first of all, we hear about soulmate love, right? And I'm wondering if you can tell us what your definition is of a soulmate.
Sure. I believe that a soulmate is first and foremost somebody you can completely be yourself with, somebody with whom you share unconditional love. And when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. And if you accept that definition, then the super good news is that you already have many soulmates in your life. It could be your parents, your kids, your siblings, your friends, your coworkers, even your dogs and your cats, right? These are all beings that you can be yourself with, that you have unconditional love with, and they feel like home. So the first thing I share with people is start to focus on all the love you already have in your life. Because when you do that from a place of gratitude and appreciation, your heart becomes magnetic to romantic love. And that's because of how the law of attraction works. The law of attraction states that we draw to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So if your state of being is, I'm loved, I'm lovable, my life is filled with love, guess what? You're going to have more love in your life. But if your state of being is, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too damaged, all the good ones are taken, I'm unlucky in love, I'm unlovable, I'm not deserving of love, I live in the wrong city, all of that will bring to you more of the same, which is not love. So just like the law of gravity is always, always working, whether you see it or not, the law of attraction is always, always working. And the only way you can get it to work in your favor is to put on your big girl panties, become an emotionally mature adult, and start to manage your thoughts and your beliefs. And that's where every single unmarried woman gets tripped up. It's not that you're too old, okay? I've had people use the soulmate secret, and it worked at the age of 90. It's not that you're too fat. The average size wedding dress sold in this country is a 16 or larger. It has nothing to do with weight. It's not that you're too damaged. There are 7 billion people on the planet. Half of them are single. There are plenty of matches out there for you. What's in the way is your limiting beliefs and your those of you who choose to be a victim and choose to say it's not possible. Now, let me give you an analogy that's going to make sense to you.
Okay.
Let's say, Michelle, that you're a single mother of 4 kids under the age of 10. You're divorced. Your husband's not paying child support. You get fired from your job. Okay, you have no choice but to go out and find another job, right?
Right.
And you know how to do it. You're going to network. You're going to get online. You're going to tell everybody you know you're looking for work. You're going to get your resume updated. The one thing I know you're not going to do is you're not going to sit at home like, well, if it's meant to be for me to have a job, it will find me. And yet so many women are sitting around saying, if it's meant to be, love will find me. And I can guarantee you that that is not how it happens. For 9 out of 10 women, they have to make it happen. Now, does this piss us off? Absolutely, royally, because we were brought up with all these stupid mythological fairy tales that Prince Charming is going to find us, trip over us, bring us a shoe to try on, and then we'll live happily ever after. But life in the real world isn't like that. The FedEx delivery guy is not bringing your soulmate to your door. You need to get up off the couch, do stuff you don't want to do, like online dating, learn to do it well, and then live in this state of, aren't I the luckiest girl in the world? I have a list of people that already love me, and my soulmate's on the way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we focus on expands. And you're talking about focusing on what is already good, what is already present, being in that place of gratitude, being in a place of joy. First of all, it's a better way to live your life anyway, right? And
that's how we get everything. We get what we expect. So if you're expecting misery, you're going to get to have plenty of it, because the universe can't give you anything that you don't believe is already yours. So let me just give you the quantum physics of it. So in the quantum physics world, which has been proven by lots of scientists, I'm not making this up, there's what is known as the unified field, or what my friend Greg Braden calls the divine matrix. And in the divine matrix, we are already connected to everything and everybody. There's nothing in this universe that we don't have an unseen energetic connection to. Now, on top of that is the whole notion of time. In the divine matrix, there is no time. There's no past. There's no present. There's no future. There is only this now moment. So in this now moment, Michelle, you and I are connected, and everybody watching this, we're all connected. Even though we don't know each other's names or where each other's lives, we are energetically connected. And what that means is that you are already connected to your soulmate on the unseen level. He is not missing. You can begin your relationship with him right now, in this moment, today, and every day, by closing your eyes, dropping into your heart, inviting his energy in, and beginning a dialogue, beginning a conversation. So it's what I call love before first sight. Now, if you want to choose to think this is nonsense and choose to think it doesn't work, great. And if a year from now you're still alone, you may want to watch this again and then choose it again. But I'm telling you, this stuff really works. The day that Brian and I met, we recognized each other. Why? Because I had been talking to him in my mind for months, and he had actually seen my face in his dreams, and we lived 2,000 miles apart at that point. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to let go of all the thoughts and beliefs of why it's not for you, why it can't happen, and trust me. Why do you want to trust me? Because I know that this works, because I've done it. And I haven't just done it for me. It's happened for tens of thousands of men and women in 40 countries around the world. There's a phrase called fake it till you make it. And athletes use it all the time. What do they do before they get on the basketball court or on the tennis court? They see themselves making the three-pointer. They see themselves doing the ace serve at 120 miles an hour. They use their imaginations. They believe that they have the muscle memory to make it happen. And then what happens? They win Wimbledon, or they win the U.S. Open, or they win the NBA championship, because they use their imaginations, and you can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very powerful, and I'm really resonating with what you're saying, because I began to prepare for my soulmate before he showed up too, in small ways, making space in my closets, things like that. And yet it felt like I was doing something really meaningful. So why do you think, though, Ariel, so many women have such a resistance to being intentional about creating this in their lives? What do you think comes up for women? I have some ideas, but I want to hear what you say.
Well, my experience has been is that they're commitment phobic.
Really? That's interesting, because
when they bring in men that are commitment.
Yeah, we always think of men being
because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of getting hurt again. They're afraid of risking, you know. So they use all these other excuses. Part of them does. So that's the part of them that has the foot on the gas pedal. But the other part that's fear-based or is afraid that they could get hurt again has their foot on the brake. And what does this do? This sends the universe a conflicting message. It's about having a super clear intention. It's about dropping that intention into your heart and then saying daily prayers of gratitude. I am so thank them for sharing, and then say cancel, cancel, and choose a no thought. You know, my thought today is I am lovable. I am deserving of love. My soulmate already exists on the unseen plane. I'm going to talk to him every day, and I'm anticipating the moment when we meet in the 3D real world. And what am I going to do? I'm going to make sure that before I walk out of the house, I look in the mirror to see what I look like, right? I'm going to make sure that everybody I know that loves me knows that I'm looking and open and willing and available to dating. Even though I hate online dating and I don't want to do it, I know that 1 in 3 marriages start online. And I'm going to learn how to do that well. And I'm going to date. And I'm going to tell you 3 stories of 3 friends of mine all over the age of 50 that went online and found their love. My friend Liz went on 79 first dates. 79 in 9 months. So imagine how many dates a week she went on. And she's a very, very busy entrepreneur. Number 80 was the one, madly in love. I have another friend whose name I'm not going to mention, but you've heard of her. She's a household name. She's super famous, super successful, multimillionaire, not the kind of person you would think needs to go online. She went online and she was really straightforward about what she wanted in a guy. The first guy who contacted her is now her husband.
Wow.
And then I have another friend who did the same thing. Now, it took her 3 years, but she never gave up. And now she's married and has the baby she's always wanted. They adopted. So, you know, age is not a factor. The only thing that can get in the way is your belief system, because everything out is learnable. You know, Michelle, you're hosting these summits. I host summits. There's so much free information out there, and there's so many good things that you can buy to learn how to do things. All it takes is a willingness. So just like every single day you brush your teeth, right? No matter what, you're going to brush your teeth. You're serious about love, and I'm telling you, every single day you need to commit 20 to 30 minutes to being online and making dates and making sure you go out on those dates, because it's a numbers game and it's a visibility game. Because the thing that you don't know, that you don't realize, is that not only are you looking for your soulmate, he's looking for you. And he's not going to find you if you're sitting home on the couch watching the Kardashians.
Right.
Got it?
Right. Yeah, in fact, the longer I do this work, and this, I'll be interested to hear if you agree with me, the longer I do this work, the more I believe that those who continue to learn and grow and gain deeper knowledge and understanding, and there's always additional layers in that in relationships, and then don't give up and keep that belief that this is possible for them, they ultimately succeed. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. The mystery is we just don't know the how, where, or the when. It's all going to happen.
And we're not supposed to. That's the other thing. You're not supposed to know. Are you going to trip over them at Starbucks? Are you going to meet them walking your dog in the park? Is someone going to invite you to a last-minute barbecue? You know, are you going to go online and have an email from some guy who sounds kind of funny, get on the phone with him, and he's the one? You don't know. You're not supposed to know. And there are no guarantees. What does this require? Faith and trust. You know, God is here to help you. However you believe in God or the universe or goddess or Buddha, whatever higher power you believe in, has your back and is here to help you. But you have to help yourself first. And if it sounds harsh, I'm sorry. But this is just the reality of it. Just like you don't find the job sitting at home on the couch watching reality TV, you're not going to find your soulmate until you decide to go out there and make it happen.
Yeah, in fact, I have a joke about that. There were a few years that I would stay home on some weekend nights feeling sad, watching sappy romantic comedies, Hugh Grant movies, whatever, with Ben and Jerry's. And yeah. I always say Ben and Jerry are the hardest men to shake, so be careful with them, because I've still got Ben on one hip and Jerry on the other.
Right. You know, and you know what? You could go to the local gelato or frozen yogurt place on a Saturday night, and there'll be some other guy by himself, and you can do taste testing together, and you can practice flirting. Mm-hmm. You know? Learning's an important part of dating. And the thing is, really what I want to encourage people to do is have this be fun. This is the single most important thing you're ever going to do in your life is to pick a mate. So figure out how to have fun with it. You know, find an accountability partner to work with, or even better, get yourself a coach. You know, it's not like, you know, if you needed a business coach because you were doing a startup and there was stuff you needed to know, you wouldn't think anything about spending $500, $1,000 a month to get the support you need to grow your business, right?
Right.
But for some reason, women are resistant to like spending some of that money on what you need. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a little therapy. Maybe you need a personal shopper. You know, maybe you need a professional photographer. This is a great investment. And let me tell you why this is the best investment you'll ever make. There are three studies out now, including a 75-year study from Harvard, that now show the single number one predictor of a long, healthy, happy life is a happy marriage. So all the yoga, meditating, green juice fasting, chanting, praying, reading Deepak Chopra books that you're doing, none of that will contribute to your health and longevity as much as a happy marriage.
Yeah.
So if you're going to spend the money, that's where to spend it. Spend it on finding somebody.
Yeah, and I absolutely believe that. I went from being a very strong, independent woman, as you did and many women do, to all of a sudden realizing that I still had real needs and desires that I wasn't fulfilling through just my work and all of the other things, even though I had a wonderful life. And then after being married for about 5 years, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I really believe that a big part of the reason that I'm still here today is because of the love and support of my husband seeing me through that incredibly difficult experience. I truthfully don't believe I would have survived it without him.
Yeah, that could be true. I'm so happy to hear you're healthy and thank God for that. Mm-hmm. But the thing that happened to me after I got married was my income doubled. Wow. Not because my husband was bringing in more money or I was working harder. In fact, I was working less. But because I had that level of love and support and devotion that I'd never experienced before, it freed up my creativity and had me let go of some type A behavior that wasn't serving me, that my career took off to a whole new level after I got married. So for those of you who think work is the center of the universe, if you want your work life to improve, happy marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. I want to ask you, I know we're getting short on our time, but I want to just ask you one other question that comes up a lot with my audience, and I'm sure you've talked to many women about this as well, and that is, there's this perception with a lot of women, and this is a belief like I'm too old or I'm too fat, but the belief that I'm too successful, and men don't want successful women, and I've overachieved. And
okay, so that's like the biggest lie out there.
I know.
Surveys of what men like in women, the number one thing that comes up is confidence. Men love strong, powerful, successful women. Now, the number two thing they most want and how they choose a woman is based on how they feel around her. So strong, successful women need to learn how to drop out of the masculine energy that they stand in all day to be in their business, because when we're in work mode, we're in our boy head, and learn how to drop back into their feminine energy in order to be with a masculine male. Now, this is a very long, long, long topic. We don't have time to go into it today. But the whole thing about women being too successful is just another excuse. It's just another fear getting in the way. It's absolutely not true. I would say all the super successful women that I know, 8 out of 10 of them are happily married. And their men just revel in their power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you talked about your experience with your income doubling while you were actually working less, I think having that support, not to sound like a cliche, but it really can be the wind underneath your wings. It really can.
No, that's exactly what it is. Right? I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, imagine that you've got this person who's your safe place to land, your best friend, your lover, your partner, your cheerleader. You have a bad day at work. You know, you want somebody just to hold you and let you bitch and moan and not judge you and not try to fix you unless they happen to be a specialist in your business. But that's what you can do with a partner. You can say, listen, I've got this problem. I don't need you to fix it. I just need to vent. I just need to feel how bad I feel about it. And they're there for you. And then suddenly you're freed up and your creativity comes back and you can go fix it yourself. We don't, you know, women always say to me, well, why do I need a man? Well, you don't. You know, you don't need him for the money. You don't need him to go hunting to bring you food. But why wouldn't you want a partner, right? So it's not about need. It's about want. And at a certain level, the need is that we are human beings. We're social beings. We are meant to be together. We're not meant to live alone on an island or in a cave. So life is better with you, just like that Michael Franti song, life is better with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ariel. And I want to be respectful of your time. So I want to give you an opportunity to just share a little bit about your free gift, which I believe is three chapters of your book, right?
Yeah, it's three chapters of my new book called Turn Your Mate Into Your Soulmate. And even if you don't have a soulmate yet, the reason why you'd want to read it is because it will give you all the inside dish on how to have a great relationship. So that would be one thing. So you get free chapters at soulmatesecret.com. The other thing is, when you sign up for the free chapters, you'll also automatically get signed up for my weekly newsletter where I share all kinds of tips and information. In February, on Valentine's Day, I'm launching my Art of Love series, which I do every year, which is free. So there's all kinds of goodies to get if you go to soulmatesecret.com.
Thank you so much, Ariel, for that generous gift. And you can also click on the link right underneath the audio or video that you're listening to this from, and it'll be available throughout the entire event. But make sure you get it now, because we've just barely touched the tip of the iceberg of what Ariel has to share, and I know you're going to want to stay connected with her. So I want to thank you, Ariel, for sharing so generously, and I want to give you an opportunity to just leave us with a parting thought before we wrap up.
You know, the thing I most want people to know is that big love, what I call big love, soulmate love, is not only possible, it's likely for every single person in the world. If you have the desire for something, that's proof that the seeds for the manifestation of that desire already exist, or you wouldn't have the desire for it. So what, really, all you need to do is get out there and start dating and get visible and start managing your doubts and your negative self-talk and listen to people like Michelle, and if necessary, get a coach.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I know I would not have found my soulmate if I hadn't have gotten support. So I appreciate that thought. And I appreciate your optimism and your passion about this topic, because it really moved me. And I know it will move so many of the women listening. So I want to thank each of you for being here, because you are to be complimented for being here, because this means that you are being intentional about creating what you want and learning and growing so that you can enjoy the kind of love and relationship that your heart desires. I want to also invite you, in addition to getting Ariel's free gift, to scroll down on this page and to take a look at the VIP Gold and Platinum upgrades. And I hope to see you for more of the Ready for the Right Guy event. Thank you so much for joining us, and Ariel.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.